It was just before Easter in 1939. Contra Alto Marian Anderson's reputation had been steadily growing, and it was time for her to start performing in bigger venues. Constitution Hall would be just the place. Until 1971, Constitution Hall was the home to the National Symphony Orchestra and a major performance hall for classical musicians. Her manager booked a performance at the hall, but once the Daughters of the American Revolution, the organization that built and owned the hall, found out Marian Anderson, a woman of color, wanted to present a concert there, she was refused. One of the more prominent members of the Daughters of the American Revolution found out. Her name was Eleanor Roosevelt. The First Lady resigned her membership in protest and promptly arranged for Marian Anderson to sing at the Lincoln Memorial for anyone.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We're speaking to you from the steps of the Lincoln Memorial in the nation's capital, from which point the National Broadcasting Company brings you a song recital by the gifted Marian Anderson, considered by music critics throughout the world as possessing a most outstanding contralto voice.
It was a chilly Easter Sunday. Marian Anderson sang for 75,000. And since it was also broadcasting on the radio, for millions.
Genius draws no color line. She has endowed Marian Anderson with such a voice as lifts any individual above his fellows, as is a matter of exultant pride to any race. We are grateful to Miss Marian Anderson for coming here to sing to us today.
She began her concert with a song about freedom. African-American Voices is a production of Classical 90.5 and written by John Bewin. I'm Daniel Gillum. You can hear this again at wuol.org/voices, supported by the Muhammad Ali Center and Fifth Third Bank.